Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
This whole business space, it's, first of all, it's, Grant says it's a contact sport, which is true. You got to make contact. And it's a sport where the more clear and concise and articulate you are in the beginning of the contact, the higher probability of a positive outcome you'll get. But it's so difficult to train people on how to talk and how to ask the right questions and how to actually move people through a cycle. So all of a sudden, if you can speed all that up by always having the perfect conversation, everything moves faster. And people want to do business with people they like. So if all of a sudden I feel like I can talk to an owner of a business versus, you know, 300 people removed, they're going to get a better result. So getting yourself in a position to where you have a representation in the marketplace, and then the advancement and tools coming out. This is the thing I think you and I both agree on that every small business doesn't understand. The advancements in the tools to help build and scale your business from presenting yourself in the market, but also the automation. We're in the process of a full-on development project for automating AI through the business process so that we have more data on small businesses than I think anybody has, because we've engineered 1,000. I've got 14 years of research across all the different implications, breakpoints. So now what we want to do is we want to be able to have AI go out and start formulating your action steps in real time. And then once we program it for your business, it can start assigning your people within the company that you've assigned to actually do those steps. And then it measures the impact of them or it doesn't for them. Imagine a world where your business in real time is getting curated across 30, 40, 50 things to optimize every day, and it's just showing your people to do this, that, or doing it for them. Would your business grow bigger, better, faster? Of course it would.
100%.
But if you're not paying attention to how to even understand your business and you're just winging it, you're going to be in big trouble. And I think that's with AI, you'll be out promoted, you'll be out operated, you'll be out recruited. People say, well, but it's shutting jobs down. Look, it's shutting down the mediocre jobs.
That's right.
They'll never replace remarkable people and the impact they can create on the business. AI is going to make them even better. But those businesses that are operating with mediocrity, they'll just assimilate all the people who want to operate with mediocrity, which then you really think about the lack of competitive advantage or disadvantage. So when people are thinking like, how do I blow my business up? I would say to the people listening to this or watching it, you want to be in proximity to people who are actively engaged with blowing their business up today in today's way of doing it. Not yesterday's, not a year ago, not 10 years ago. Listening to some talking head about how they built a business 10 years ago. It is not even going to be relative to what you need to do today.
Wow.
And you and I are playing in the sandbox of real live business owners today, every day, every minute, 24 hours a day. And we're watching businesses go from 10 million to 50 million to 100 million. And our businesses are doing that. So when I think about somebody watching or listening to this and saying, man, how do I get in the game? Well, you can work with Manuel or you can work with me, because eventually if you're working with me, you're going to work with Manuel. Or if you're going to start with Manuel, you're eventually going to come work with me.
Vice versa.
So to me, what I'm really excited about now that I'm spending more time here is putting some planning together with you, integrating. We have several hundred businesses that we're actively managing their day-to-day operations, their growth strategies, and we are now getting ready to deploy marketing execution.
Wow.
Before we were just advising. And with all the activities and things you have going on and the fact that you've been helping me personally and you've been helping our company, I cannot wait to see what we're going to design together, especially 100%. With all the innovation you've been doing.
100%.
And I think we're both going to have, in our own rights, we're going to have unbelievable years this year. But I think by working together, we will multiply whatever success we're having individually. And you and I both are inviting anybody listening or watching this, pick a target, join us.
And I'm a strong believer in that, Brandon. Every step of the way. Find those people around you that are winning and get close to them. Not because you want to take from them, but you want to give. And they actually open up doors for you along the way. It happens naturally. You know, like in your case, following you, being a part of your journey and on social media also, having to consume your content. I've probably listened to more content of yours than anybody here watching this. It is contagious. Just like being around the negative people is contagious, going to bring you down. Being around the winners, it's just going to bring you up. It's just the way it is. So proximity is important. Anybody that's watching this or listening to this, I'm going to say it again. In my opinion, I have interviewed a lot of people. I have been together. I have had incredible people around me. Brandon Dawson is that guy that I believe is the smartest guy I've ever met.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.